Broad daylight, a police officer just trying to do their job pulls somebody over for a traffic stop. And what happens next is so alarming, and it certainly begs the question, how in the world are we supposed to attract people to work in law enforcement when these types of things happen? It was all in Woodbury yesterday afternoon, and thank God this officer is going to, it sounds like, survive after this attack. But we wanted to talk to state police about this incident and what we're seeing as kind of an alarming trend. Again, broad daylight during a traffic stop. Sergeant Luke Davis joins the show from the Connecticut State Police. And thank you so much for coming on, Sergeant Davis. Could you give us the details about this incident yesterday?
Hi, good morning, Melissa.
So what happened?
So the incident happened just after 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So one of the Woodbury officers who was assigned to the Woodbury Resident Trooper's office had observed a vehicle on North Main, and there were some violations. Plate was not legible, so he activated his license siren to stop the vehicle. The operator pulled off of North Main into the driveway of an apartment complex. As soon as he'd stopped, he got out of his vehicle. Now, that in and of itself is a red flag for any of us in law enforcement when a person is getting out of their vehicle as soon as they're stopped. So not only is he out of his vehicle, but also starting to approach Officer Wright's cruiser. So he gets out of his car and trying to gauge the situation, realizing that this person is getting verbally aggressive and throwing more red flags in the terms of wanting to fight. And physical altercation ensued shortly thereafter, and the incident continued to unfold from there. So he ends up stabbing Officer Wright in the neck with a knife as this was happening. Another Woodbury officer showed up on the scene. So this person tried to flee on foot. The other officer, which is Officer Covello of Woodbury, chased him on foot, tased him, was able to get him in custody. And I really have to commend him for his ability to multitask in these circumstances where he was maintaining visual and verbal control over the suspect who's now in handcuffs while he's tending to Officer Wright, who was injured.
So many factors in this, and my brain is in a million places, so I'm going to try to organize it and get questions out as much as I can. First of all,
sure. You
know, when you look at this situation, Sergeant Davis, I have to be honest, I was so glad to read that it sounds like this officer is going to be okay, correct?
Yes, he is. Fortunately, he's going to be okay.
Thank God. And the reason I ask that is because I can't help but notice, and again, I know it's a different situation, but go with me here, that over the summertime, we lost, you know, one of your fellow troopers. We lost a Connecticut State Trooper during a traffic stop in the middle of the day. And because he was struck and killed by the person he was trying to pull over. And I find those two things very alarming. When did traffic stops in the middle of the day become what could be very scary for the average law enforcement official? I mean, are you finding that more and more?
So, quite frankly, no. This has been an existing issue since the dawn of the day of the police officer. There is no such thing as a routine traffic stop. And anything that we approach, as minor as it may seem at face value, we have to approach with a heightened sense of awareness as well as a sense of caution. Because you don't know what a person's intentions might be. And my own experience, anytime I would stop a vehicle, and even still to this day, if I stop a vehicle for any type of violation, I am approaching that vehicle with a very heightened sense of awareness up till the point in time where I can ascertain that this person is not a threat to me, but I'm still on alert until I do actually break contact with the person and terminate my contact with them.
So you don't believe police are any more hesitant to pull people over today? This is just sort of what comes with the job.
It does. And this is what we're sworn to do. We are sworn to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Connecticut. So we know going into work every day that it is a dangerous job. And we are the people who are on the front lines and holding that line between order and chaos. And things really aren't going to change in that regard. It's always going to be a dangerous job. Now, it is still a rewarding job in that regard, in terms of people who are dedicated to their communities and want to give back and help others. But there is always that lining to it. this is not a job that is, for lack of a better term, 100% safe.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, and like you said, there are certainly other jobs that also could fall under that category, fire, health, EMS. I mean, heck, I'll throw even reporters in there. Not to say that I'm anywhere near the level you are, but certainly we will go out and, you know, you look at even internationally, some of these reporters who are covering what's going on in Israel and Russia, things like that. And so there are certainly jobs that, like you said, it's not for the faint of heart, if you will. But I have to say, Sergeant Davis, I look at, for example, I've lived in Milford now 5 years, and I go to the Connecticut Post Mall, not a lot, but enough, where I notice things. I've noticed now in the last couple of years, more cops during the daytime are going out in pairs. Now, that didn't used to at least seem to be the case maybe 5 years ago. I don't feel like, or even more than that, maybe. I am finding more and more just for the casual, if you will, traffic stop or, you know, checking to see if parking lots, if there's any kind of activity going on. I'm noticing more and more police going out in pairs. Has that always been the case or has that changed more and more?
Well, that really depends on what the particular policies are of any individual police agency. So some local municipal departments, towns, cities may incorporate that as a matter of practice where they do ride in tandem, where you have one officer who may be driving and they have another officer who is their passenger. That way there's always an immediate backup present with them. So it's more common that you see that in higher populated areas, such as the cities, where they do ride in tandem so that there is always somebody there with them in the event that something goes sideways.
Well, I mean, and thank God in this situation, there was a second officer who knows what would have happened.
Correct. Yeah. So he was not far from him whatsoever. And it was not a very long period of time at all. I mean, we're talking maybe a minute and change for him to roll up on that scene after Officer Wright had stopped the car.
What would you say, and again, we have Sergeant Davis here from the Connecticut State Police talking about this really, to me, a very scary traffic stop gone wrong, where here in Connecticut, it was in Woodbury, a police officer just doing his job and a suspect getting out of the car and stabbing him in the neck. It's wild. What would you say is the big takeaway for the general public here in Connecticut from this story?
So I think the most important thing to stress is, If you are, in fact, stopped by the police, do not panic. Take your time to pull over to the side of the road safely, and please keep your hands in view until the officer or the trooper approaches your vehicle and introduces themselves to you and advises you why you're stopped and requests your license, reg, and insurance. At that point in time, then you can start making moves to get the paperwork that's requested of you. So, as I mentioned before, somebody getting out of their car immediately after they're stopped is a huge red flag. And that is where that sense of danger comes into play. Now, there are situations where somebody may do that, not realizing, like, hey, you know, like, I don't know what's going on, and decide to get out of their car to investigate themselves. Not a good idea, because now that's putting us on a higher level of awareness and potentially sensing danger coming from that situation while we're trying to do our jobs. So please stay in your cars and wait until the officer or the trooper comes to you.
Sergeant Davis, I want to thank you for what you do professionally with the Connecticut State Police and for coming on to talk about this really scary situation. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely, Melissa. You're welcome.
All right, Sergeant Davis, I'm sure we'll talk again very soon. Connecticut State Police right here on WICC.